Hello, everyone.
What's that noise?
I don't know. whatever. can everyone hear us first before we start? That's nerve-wracking. Hold on.
Oh, there we go. That did it.
Hello, can everyone hear us? Or all four of you in the room? Mm. Can you just, fat and clear? Okay, we're good. So, all right, let's get this shit rolls. This shit storm started.
Shit roll.
Oh my god, it's tease time. Can I tease your hair?
Dude, you should have seen the burnt omelet I gave this chick last night. It looked like the chef quit halfway through.
Wow. Monkey.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
Today is Sunday, January 9th.
2011.
Okay, you guys, I'm kind of out of, listening to episode 334.
I didn't fuck it up.
You didn't fuck it up.
I didn't fuck it up.
It's been a long time since we've done this, and I'm kind of nervous. It's our first time all over again.
We're in a different studio.
Mm-hmm.
Our equipment has kind of been
all weird,
jostled in transit,
mm-hmm.
and I think I sound really bassy, but it'll probably be a better sound than our last episode.
Right. Oh, was up with that? Did we not record it right or something?
I don't know, but Big Fatty told me it was god awful.
In
no uncertain terms. He said, I love you boys, but that just sucked.
Red FF Pop, we appreciate you here. And if you have to go, because it's probably late over across the pond, you can do that.
Ooh, across the pond. Aren't you the world traveler?
Excuse me.
It's been so long since we've done a show. I mean, I have like 8 zillion topics to talk about. It's going to sound like Big Fatty's Popper episode the other day. Ooh, did I tell you about the ginger bear? And that's a bacon sandwich. And speaking of Kathy Bacon, I got a letter from her. And while it was at the P.O. box, I seen an old hag that looked just like Vera. I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? That man did not complete one single thought for 20 minutes.
I have to admit, since I don't have my big computer hooked up, that I have not been able to keep up with podcasts.
He was all over the place.
Oh, really? I'll have to go back and listen.
Well, he had gone to his doctor to get his cholesterol checked or something. Uh-huh. And apparently the doctor told him he had an elevated heart
rate. I remember that. I heard that.
Yeah. And okay. Then he remembered that. He just had a gentleman caller, and there may have been poppers involved.
Right. May have been. My ass. Yeah,
may have been.
Stone says that's the best impression ever.
There may have been puppetry involved.
Ooh,
as well.
Oh, God. Woo. No, thank you. So what's been going on is, of course, Julian and I no longer live in the same house.
That is correct.
And so I'm a transient right now. I'm like in 40 different people's houses. Not really.
What bridge are you living under this week?
I was staying with my friend Lorraine for about for about 4 weeks, and then I went on vacation for 2 weeks, and I came back, and now I'm at my friend Gigi's house until I actually leave on February 14th.
Cool.
So I sound weird.
I sound weird too.
I don't like this. Let's quit.
Okay. Well,
the divorce is going great. Julian and I still have never touched each other.
Ever. Ever. Connor and I have now touched each other in every room of the house. Now that
disgusting.
Now that all the rooms have been de-gingerbeared, we have managed to paint your old room.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had to vacuum the walls. This is what you have to look forward to, Lauren. I had to vacuum the walls.
Well, okay.
The
first, you have to remember
the crown molding, and then paint. And God only knows what was on those walls.
But no, there was nothing on the walls. But you also have to remember the walls are stucco. They're not like plain flat walls. So there's dust all over them.
Okay.
And so I wasn't vacuuming that. I'm sorry.
And the windows and the blinds and
the windows I never touched because they never opened.
They do now.
Oh, well, of course they do. You never bothered to try to open them for me.
Well, you had enough stuff opened in there.
Oh, whatever. Jealous.
So anyway, that horrible blue color was in mm-hmm. there that I always hated is gone.
Uh-huh.
We picked out a new color for the bathroom, so we're going to get rid of the red that
mm-hmm.
I had painted in there previously.
Uh-huh.
And,
what color are y'all painting that?
It's a, kind of a taupey color, and it's only the top half since the bottom half of the bathroom is that, white wainscoting, so.
Taupe is very... plain.
It's neutral.
Okay. And so, all right. So we got a bunch of stuff to talk about. Well, I don't really have a bunch of stuff to talk about
because
I don't keep notes very well. So I'll be going back and forth and trying to remember shit.
Okay. Well, let's see. Did you hear the Karima Spectacular?
I heard about a minute or 2 minutes of it because I was at work and I have not gotten to listen to it yet. Were you singing in it?
Yes.
Okay, I heard that. Of course, I was not contacted and I haven't heard the rest of the show, well, so I don't know.
I was contacted.
Uh-huh.
And me and Big Fatty talked on the phone.
Uh-huh.
That's when he told me about how awful our last show had sounded.
Oh.
And
well, that was just a repeat of the last Christmas. That's all that was.
No. The last live show we did. Not live, but the last recorded show me and you did where we went over Skype.
Oh, yeah.
How bad like that one sound.
Yeah.
So, he asked me to, if I would record and send to him me uh-huh. singing White Christmas,
uh-huh.
which I did. And if anybody out there has listened to it, you realize that A, I'm tone deaf, and B, I couldn't carry a tune if I had a bucket.
Yeah, I listened to you sing, and then I think someone else, I don't know who sang after you, I can't remember, because I didn't get to finish it, so I still need to listen.
I know Nessa sang,
mm-hmm.
and then there was Pat
mm-hmm.
Geig sang.
He's in the room.
And Larry Vader did a reading.
Oh, okay. A bacon reading?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So,
yeah, I'll have to go back and listen to it. Sorry, Big Fatty and all the other guests that were on the show.
But it was fun. I had fun doing it, and I was glad to have been included this year.
Oh, yeah. Must be nice. Whatever.
I knew you would appreciate it.
I went on vacation for 2 weeks to Virginia.
Yes. How did that go?
Well, did you hear Nessa's show?
Kind of behind on.
Yeah. Nessa. Well, apparently what happened was New Year's Eve night. I got really drunk and I was screaming and yelling and lost my voice. And then I decided I was going to call Nessa's show cause they were doing a live show for New Year's Eve.
Oh, nice.
And I sound like a hot mess. And then they got my sisters on and their country is hell.
More than you when you're drinking?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they decided that they're going to share stories about me.
Mm.
So wasn't anything too bad, but I was really, ooh. For New Year's Eve, well, I went up to Virginia to visit my family, and I got to hang out with my nephews and my friend Melissa. I got to hang out with her for like 5 or 6 days. I stayed at her house too. And but for New Year's Eve, my sister's birthday is on January 1st. So right. We went out for New Year's Eve.
Cool.
And in Blacksburg, Virginia.
Racist.
Right. Well, at least it wasn't Lynchburg. Which is where I ended up going when I left Virginia. But is that my phone going off?
No, that was mine.
Oh, okay. So I was at, we were like club or bar hopping.
Mm-hmm.
And we finally get to this one bar, and they have a band, and we're drinking, and dancing and all that stuff. Well, apparently the straight bars don't care for people taking off their shirts and going crazy, because I was almost asked to leave the bar. They said, sir, if you don't put your shirt back on, we're going to have to ask you to leave the bar. And I was like, Okay, whatever.
Apparently, you haven't lost as much weight as you thought you did.
Oh, I know, right? Which I can't believe I took my shirt off. I would never do that in a gay bar. So,
yeah, because you know everyone
judgment.
Is going to judge you in the gay bar.
But what's funny is there were pictures taken. I don't know if you saw them on Facebook with my sister's boyfriend. With
me. Yes, I did see that.
Okay, did you see the post that I post about that?
No, I did not.
Okay. Well, apparently, I tagged him in the photos. And he had hundreds of messages from gay guys on my friends list messaging him and telling him how sexy, how fucking hot he is, and where do you live because I want to fuck you. And so he removed me as a friend on Facebook.
Are you serious?
Yes, he did.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Your friends are whores.
Well, some of them are your friends, too, on Facebook.
Some of my friends are whores.
Sometimes. Never mind.
Sometimes you're a whore.
Never mind. I'll keep my opinions to myself.
So.
Nessa, yay!
Were there any gentleman callers on Christmas vacation?
No.
None?
No gentleman callers.
Wow.
I did have coffee with a really cute guy, which I was going to show him to you, but I'll do that later.
Okay.
And he's from New Jersey. He was visiting too. Was your phone not working?
Well, I had to text Connor and now the Big Fatty app won't let me back in the chat room. So now I can't see what anybody's saying.
Well, here, I can share this here and then we can both type, I guess, which means we have to be super close together and that makes me feel weird.
Ew,
gross. y'all, I'm drinking cheer wine. I don't know if probably not a lot of the United States knows what this drink is.
I don't know what it is,
but it's kind of like it's like a cherry drink, but kind of like Dr. Pepper but more cherry. And they always sell it, I guess, in Virginia, North Carolina, maybe South Carolina, I'm not for sure. But Gigi has like 14 cases of
it. That's the most cherry you've had in you in a long time.
They said the Big Fatty app won't work unless you rub some bacon on it.
It will, no, for 20 minutes until I had to text Connor and get out of the Big Fatty app, I was reading.
Reboot your phone.
I was reading the room just fine.
Reboot your phone.
But anyway, no, it's fine. I'm looking at yours and it's
okay. This is very and the computer too.
Yeah, I'm disoriented right now.
Well, it's kind of weird. We're in a room that is not normal.
Well, we had a lovely Christmas too.
You did?
We went up to my parents' house. Connor
was your uncle there?
Connor got to meet my grandmother and uncle.
Oh, I've always wanted to meet him. Was it exciting?
Well, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, he was in nice, crazy mode.
Mm-hmm.
And Connor had been doing a lot of Christmas baking and had mm-hmm. brought a lot of treats and pies and stuff. And apparently my uncle thinks he's a chef.
Oh, okay.
And as they were leaving to go home, he told Connor that, well, you're going to be successful in whatever you do.
Was he drinking?
No, he doesn't drink.
Well, I'm glad to see that Connor's a successful baker.
A chef.
Oh, chef. Excuse me.
Yeah. So
there is a difference. That's funny.
Yeah. My uncle said that somebody broke their kitchen window and it might have been him.
What, trying to get into it?
Or out of it. Or
oh.
When he was all pilled up.
Oh, how much do we love the pills? So we have some
he will yell at a pharmacist for if they don't put enough pill dust in his bottle.
Oh Lord, what?
He'll lick out the bottle of the pill dust when he gets done with it.
That's bad.
Mm-hmm.
We have some new people in the room and I don't know who they are. Electrolux Dumbfuck. MIB Zig. Is that Zig from California? I don't know. And T Bunny, and Danny, who the hell are you people? We need to know. excuse me.
Do you remember how cold it is in that in the house when even with the heater running.
Yeah, like 50.
Yeah. Well, we one of these cold mornings when you were up in Virginia, we had had the heater running and woke up and it was like 51 degrees. So Connor was not happy. So he's like, you will call the landlord and tell her something's wrong with this fucking heater. I'm not going to freeze my blah, 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 blah. So anyway, I called the landlord and I said, you know, the heater's not working. And I happened to be off that day. So the repair guy showed up. And within 10 minutes, I happened to be in there painting that bedroom. And the smoke detectors went off. And you could smell like, you know, the smell when you turn a heater on for the first time after a year of not using it.
Right.
But like times 10. And then the guy knocked on the door. He's like, oh, well, you just had a wire that was disconnected. So half your heating coils weren't working.
Motherfucker. And I froze my ass off there for 2 damn years.
3 for me. With the heat only half working. So how stupid did I feel?
So now that the house is all toasty warm? Fuck you. Fuck you. No, you guys don't realize how cold it would be in that house. And we would have to carry our heaters to the bathroom so that we could stay warm while we're taking a shower. It was cold.
Yeah, now even the floorboards stay nice and warm. And
Even after I said, I think there might be something wrong with the heater. No, it's just that way.
Yeah, I'm stupid. Apparently.
Lord, be careful. Just smacking my can all over the microphone.
You keep your can in your pants.
Oh, Electrolux dumbfuck is not.
Well, speaking of, you know, we all have our stupid moments. And, you know, Connor's never going to let me live that down.
Right.
But I had a facepalm moment the other day when he thought the Aerosmith song was called Do Me Like a Lady.
He did. And what he's and why did you think that? Well, like that's what he was singing it to?
Yes. And I'm like, Do Me Like a Lady? He's like, yeah, you know, like from Miss Doubtfire. I'm like, no, it's not Do Me Like a Lady.
Did you correct him?
I'm like, it's Dude Looks Like a Lady. He's like, really? Like, yes.
Oh, he's pretty.
Do me like a lady.
I know, right?
Do me like a lady.
Why would you want to be done like a lady?
I don't know. Ask Ricky.
Wes says, do me like a slut. Isn't that normally how they treat you?
Well, he does like the bukkake.
Julian, Danny from the bar sitting here in Lakeland with Glenn.
Oh, well.
Who's Danny?
Danny used to be a bartender at the Dirty Bird. And he was also the very first Mr. Lakeland ever.
Oh. I wish I knew what he looked like.
He
was he working there when I was there?
I think he had already given it up by then.
Oh, okay. Well, hello, Danny from Lakeland. I'm glad we have a local listener.
We used to have some killer after parties at his house.
Oh.
He's got a...
I bet he has stories like, he can share with us, huh?
Not like that, but he has a full bar in his house.
I bet he did.
Everybody would get...
And hey, Glenn, it's been a long time since we've heard from you.
Everybody would get shit-faced drunk and... I remember the one morning I woke up and Danny was nice enough to make coffee for everyone, but he grabbed the wrong container and put salt in the coffee instead of sugar.
Oh, God damn. That's nasty. The Dirty Bird sounds like an NSFW pic sharing app for Twitter. Well, it's guess who came to the bar last night and I about had a heart attack.
Don't say came and the bar in the same sentence.
So what happened was I had been drinking, and earlier in the day, Wagner came over to hang out with me because we hadn't seen each other, God, probably since I moved out of the house. So we're talking, and then I went to Starbucks before I went to the bar for a little bit. And it was about 1:15. And I see this person walk by me, and I'm like, what? And I'm staring, and I'm like, if that's a polka dot dress, I'm about to kick her ass. It was Wagner. She had met some dude on Southside, or what's that liquor store called?
Southside Package.
Southside Package. There was a guy there that was gay, and he was like, well, I really want to go to the gay bar, but I don't want to go by myself. She goes, I'll go with you. And she rolled in there.
You done been replaced, bitch.
I know.
That didn't take long, did it?
So she walks in there. She's like, oh, my God, I'm so glad you're here. I tried to call you to tell you I was coming to the queer bar. Because you know Wagner, like, she's... I love Wagner. I need to have her on the show again to tell some of her stories.
That was fun, especially when I first met her and you guys were plunging the kitchen sink.
Yeah, not you guys. I was.
Yeah.
Because I fucked up the garbage disposal. But
what a lovely moment that was.
And you, that was on your first date with
the
C word.
Yes.
Well, you had many C words. They're all C
words.
The one before your last C one.
Yes.
My mama did not come to the bar, and I would never take her to that bar.
My mother has been in that bar.
And did she like it?
One of her best stories is about beating a lesbian's ass in that bar.
She did? Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, my uncle tends to run his mouth and pick fights. Mm-hmm. Go figure. So nothing's changed in 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
So he ran his mouth to this lesbian, and the lesbian was going to kick his ass. So my mother jumped in and beat her ass.
Mm. I wish I could have been there for that.
I wish I could have too.
Oh, you weren't there?
Oh God, no. This was long. Oh, this was before. Long before I was.
Oh, okay.
Of bar age.
That's funny.
Yes, it is classy. My mother can throw down.
Classy with a Q.
Mm-hmm.
My mom, like, pretty much almost beat the shit out of my third grade teacher, and my dad beat the shit out of the bus driver and the principal. And one day, I went to jail for that shit.
And now
have I shared that on the show before?
Not to me.
Oh, I never shared that with you?
I don't think so.
Okay, so what happened was when I was, and we have emails and phone calls, but the phone calls are kind of old, so we're not going to play those. And we're probably not going to be playing them for a while, so you don't have to call. Anyway, I'm just saying because it's 3:22 and we usually end at 3:30 and then go to the next show.
Right.
Excuse me.
Oh, that's hot.
So the city that I lived in, Radford, you actually had to pay to get on the school bus to go to the school, even though it was a regular school bus.
Mm-hmm.
But the buses did not belong to the school system. They belonged to the city. So the school had to lease them. Okay. Fucking retarded. I don't get that. So one time, I was in second grade, and my sister was in kindergarten, and we had forgotten our bus money. So the bus driver would not let us on the bus. So instead of going home because our parents worked and they were already gone for the day, I decided that we were going to go to school the bus route way, even though, you know, it was probably a shorter way to get to school. But right. The only way I knew how to get there was the bus route because I went there every day. So we get to the school and it's like 10 o'clock. It took us that long to get there.
You wasn't in a hurry, was you?
I guess I wasn't. And so the principal was like furious, like upset, like, where have you been? Da, da, da. And he was a little short thing, probably as short as Big Fatty. And his name was Mr. Pridgeon. And he decided that he was going to pick me up by my neck like this, picked me up off the ground. Was like, where have you been? And was like shaking me.
Oh,
and,
hell no.
You know, oh, yeah. And I was like, bah! You know. So that was all said and done. So we finished the school day and we go out to catch the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And the bus driver would not let us on the bus because we did not have our bus money. So then I decided, or, you know, I was a little kid, so I didn't It's not like I had choice, like decision making skills.
So you're gonna walk back home?
Yeah, we walked back home. Well, we didn't get home until like 6:30. It was already dark. There was already police called out on us and, you know, all that shit.
My ginger bear son is missing. You can see him because he'll glow in the dark.
So we get home and my dad is furious. He's like, "Where have you been?" So I told him what happened, and then he saw the back of my neck, and he saw the bruise of the handprint. He was like, "What happened? Why do you have that?" And I started to cry. He's like, and I didn't want to tell him.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, "If you don't tell me right now, I'm going to beat your fucking ass." So I told him. Well, the next day, my dad decided that he was going to take us to the bus stop. And the bus gets there, and when the bus driver opens the door, he's like, "Excuse me, could you step off the bus for a second? I need to, you know, talk to you about why you didn't let my children, you know, ride the bus yesterday, even though they didn't have their money. You know, we could have brought it to you today."
Mm-hmm.
And the bus driver's like, "I'm sorry, sir. I can't get off the bus when there's children on the bus." And my dad said, "Okay, I'm going to ask you one more time. Would you please step off the bus for a second so I can talk to you about the situation?" And the guy said no, and my dad went onto the bus, unbuckled the seatbelt, pulled that guy out of the bus, and beat the living shit out of him in front of us. It's so white trash. I know. So white trash. So the police get called. They come out. They do whatever they do. My dad didn't go to jail for some reason. I guess because of what happened. And then my dad decided, "You know what? No, you're not riding the bus today. I'm going to take you to school." So, I guess Mr. Pridgen had already heard what happened. So, my dad gets to the school, and he tells the secretary, "I need to talk to the principal about what happened yesterday and why he treated my son the way he did."
Right.
And the secretary's, "Oh, he's not in his office right now. And my dad is not retarded, okay? Because, like, they had the door, but then they had, like, the frosted glass.
Uh-huh.
So you can't really see through it, but if you see something moving, you could see it." Well, he saw him moving. So my dad went back there, pulled the principal up by his neck like he did me, and took him outside and beat the living shit out of him. And then my dad went to jail.
And folks, that is why at the end of our show, we're a member of the PWT podcasting.
Right. Which my whole thing was, why didn't you sue them? We could be like fucking rich. And they're like, he said, "I didn't care about money. I just want to beat the shit out of somebody."
Right.
And he was like 24 or 25 or some shit like that.
That makes you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Ricky Frank says he can hear your gay from upstairs.
Hey, he loves this gay, whatever.
People flying over us in planes can hear Ricky's gay.
Well, they can see that you're gay. So, what's the difference?
Gee, thanks.
With that face you just gave me, the gay face you just gave me, they can see that too.
How dare you?
All right, so it's 3:27. Should we end this one and start another one?
Do we have the outro?
No, we do not.
No, we
and
do not.
I don't know if I can remember it. If you'd like, give us a call at 206-984-3685.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
You can send us junk and stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. Follow on Facebook.
You can follow the Foul Monkeys on Twitter or blah, 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 blah. I don't remember this shit. This is why we have a recorded outro. Follow the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at JC Marple.
And you can follow me on Twitter as Foul Monkeys and on Facebook as Ricky Burton.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the recording one's better, right? Hey. All right, so stay where you are. We'll come back and we'll talk for 30 more minutes.
Yes, don't go anywhere. We're still here.
Bye.
Sexual.